because Otis, our three-year-old boy, had a hell of a weekend. Now, on Friday at about 4 p.m., Otis decided that he's been experimenting with locks in our house. You know the little ones that are on a handle, and on one side, normally the inside of a bathroom, you've got a little thing that you twist which locks the door.
Yes, yes, just that like little knob.
Yeah, just a tiny little knob inside the knob. And on the outside, you can't unlock it. But you can kind of get a screwdriver or your nail or something like that.
Yeah.
Twist it, it's fine.
We used to do it with scissors, I think, growing up. If my brother locked the bathroom, I needed to get in, you get a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Jam it up.
Catch him wee.
Yeah.
Got you again, bro.
So Otis for...
Loser, wheeze, grow up.
So Otis has been experimenting with locking the door, then going outside the room and pulling it shut. Which is annoying because like the room is locked with no one in it, right?
Right, okay.
But you use your little nail and you get back into the bathroom. Anyway, he did that to our bedroom the other day and he closed it. And at 4 o'clock, I tried to open the bedroom. I was like, ugh, use my nail to open it. It's a key lock, which we didn't notice. And we got a bunch of random keys. We tried them all on the door. None of them worked.
Is that really weird? Why is there a key
I
lock
know,
on the
we were like,
that's good to know for you now, though.
Yeah. You know, I was like, who used to live here and what did you get up to?
Yeah. What's that? That's why the swing's off the ceiling and there's mirrors up there. Yeah.
So I climbed up to the balcony and...
Oh, hello, Australian Ninja Warrior.
Well, everyone was just like, who's that robber? And then tried to open the two slide doors. We always keep them locked. We don't have keys to those either. So we just couldn't get into our bedroom. I wasn't wearing shoes and they were all in the bedroom. And it was a long weekend, so we wouldn't have had anywhere to sleep until Tuesday.
Oh, my God. And the same set of clothes. Oh, God.
Yeah. So I want to take you through where my mentality took me. So there I am, and I decided to get onto YouTube. I started pretty simple.
So I just locked myself out of my house. Thankfully, I knew how to break into my door using just a regular credit card or your driver's license.
Okay.
So, okay. Got an old credit card, tried this method, but... When you're on the outside, you've got to hook it at a 90-degree turn, and I couldn't get enough force on the door. So I went to the next YouTube video.
I'm outside my front door because today we're going to talk about how to pick a lock.
Okay, so I got two bobby pins, tried to follow the stuff.
Right.
Spent about 20 minutes.
MacGyver over here.
Yeah, carjacker. Yeah.
It looked so easy on the video, but the bobby pins were too fat. So, went on to the next stage.
Today I'm doing something that I've wanted to do for a very, very long time, and that's figure out the best way to drill open a lock.
Drill open a lock.
Drill open a lock.
You're not the handiest of handymen.
Do you own a drill?
Yeah.
I do own a drill, but I found the next line of that video is it's like hardened steel or something, so you need a special drill bit. Obviously, I don't have one of those. So I went to my final stage of YouTubing when I'd pretty much given up.
Hi, I'm Carl, and we're going to talk about how to properly kick open a door.
Carl, he's someone. He's eating a lot of pizza.
He's
pasta this time. Yeah,
security,
he's a security guy. Yeah. He's going to kick over a door.
Now
Tony Soprano.
Yeah, it is. I know. That's where it is.
Now the thing that stopped me from doing that is it was right at the top of the stairs, right? And he said that there is a lot of force that can come back into your body when you're trying to kick open a door, and I was in fear that I would kick. And the door would go nowhere, but I would, and I would just fall down the stairs.
And also shoeless. Ooh, yeah. Very dangerous.
One. You
had
the shoulder the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, and that was like...
His weak, brittle bones couldn't handle his shoulder.
The video explained that and said that it can really damage your shoulder quite badly.
Okay, don't shoulder the door.
So I got to the next level, which was calling a locksmith.
Admitting defeat,
yeah.
Hire a hubby.
Yeah.
Please come open my door.
Before a long weekend, it was about 4:40 at this stage, called him up, a very nice guy, and he said, yeah, I've got a couple of jobs, I can get round there, but that'll click over to 5 p.m, which means long weekend rates, the call-out fee will be $350 for Otis experimenting with a lock.
Locksmiths are genius because they make money in about 30 seconds.
Oh, mate.
There you go, you're in.
I told him it was a push-button lock, and so he was using this device and like... kind of a little bit confused with it for about 20 seconds. And he's like, it's a push button, isn't it? And I was like, oh, it's like a little twisty one. And he's like, oh, twisty one. Hello. Got this one little device and was like, chikunk. Took him about 3 seconds to open. And then he said he would generously cut some keys for us for the door.
That's nice. Throw in the keys.
Because
he knows he made so much extra money off you.
And he rocked up at 5:01 Brilliant. As well.
Enjoy that late fee.
To be fair, how much would have getting a door reframed once you kicked it open cost?
Yeah. quite expensive, more than $350, which was part of my research.
So, if, what, 13, 10, 60, how much did the kid cost you?
How much did the kid cost you? $350 in about 4 seconds work.
Wow. Yeah.
If you can beat that, I'd love to hear from you on 13, 10, 60.
Do it after Sam Fisher and Demi Lovato, what other people say on Hit.